There is one part of that dark hour that I have to share because it's relevant for understanding this next story. While I was in the hospital waiting room after we were told Janelle would have to go into labor and the twins would be lost, the story of David being told by God that he was going to lose his son, who was conceived through adultery with Bathsheba, came to mind. I don't know what God was trying to tell me at the time, except I needed to follow David's lead, accept the outcome, and try to move forward. The first week after losing the twins was the most trying time of my life. It also turned out to be an amazing week because of the way God revealed himself. He made us promises that have given us hope ever since that dark time. The one thing we immediately wanted to do was talk to someone, and my family recommended Dr. Walter and Dee Dee Fletcher, a couple who had served at Hillcrest Church and were powerful in their spiritual walk with God. We met with them the Friday after losing the twins, and that meeting literally changed my life. I explained to the Fletchers that the biggest struggle we had was the word from Janice that we were going to have three kids. We had held on to that as our hope that everything would turn out okay while Janelle was in the hospital. The other struggle was with the fact that Janelle declared at one point in her labor that she wouldn't have any more contractions, and they stopped right away. Then they returned with a vengeance on that final day we lost the twins. It was so difficult, and still is, because I witnessed Janelle's leap of faith to believe in a miracle, only to have it not turn out like we had believed and prayed. After I poured out my heart, Dr. Fletcher told us we were approaching this in a mature and healthy way in our relationship with God. Then he said he had been thinking all day of what part of the Bible to share with us, and he was drawn to the story of David and Bathsheba. He went on to describe David's fasting and suffering, which he stopped once the outcome was closed and his son had died. I relayed to Dr. Fletcher, "That's amazing, that's the same story I was reminded of as we were going through this ordeal." I was blown away that the Lord had given Dr. Fletcher and I the same Bible story. I returned to Janice's statement that we were going to have three kids. Why would God have given her that word when it didn't happen like that? Then Dee Dee spoke up. "If God was truly speaking through Janice that you were going to have three kids, you will still have three kids." I remember that declaration sent chills over my entire body. After discussing our loss, Dee Dee said she had a word for us. "God told me that Walter and I were in the presence of saints," referring to Janelle and me. She then prayed for us, and I remember tears pouring out of my eyes like a faucet. Then she said, "Adam, you are special. You were not given this name by chance. Your name was given to you for a reason. God will reveal secrets to you." I have clung to those declarations ever since that time, and I have begun to see the fulfillment of these promises after my activation.